B1. When you see a falling star, you are really looking at a meteor falling to the Earth from space. When you see a falling star, you are really looking at a meteor falling to the Earth from space. When you see a falling star, you are really looking at a meteor falling to the Earth from space. When it is pulled by the Earth's gravity through the atmosphere, it begins to move very fast. When it is pulled by the Earth's gravity through the atmosphere, it begins to move very fast. When it is pulled by the Earth's gravity through the atmosphere, it begins to move very fast. The friction of the air causes a meteor to heat up and glow. The friction of the air causes a meteor to heat up and glow. The friction of the air causes a meteor to heat up and glow. Although millions of meteors enter the atmosphere of the Earth every day, comparatively few fall all the way to the Earth's surface. Although millions of meteors enter the atmosphere of the Earth every day, comparatively few fall all the way to the Earth's surface. Although millions of meteors enter the atmosphere of the Earth every day, comparatively few fall all the way to the Earth's surface. The discovery of a meteorite is important to scientists, for until recently, meteorites have been the only tangible objects for study that have come from outside the Earth. The discovery of a meteorite is important to scientists, for until recently, meteorites have been the only tangible objects for study that have come from outside the Earth. The discovery of a meteorite is important to scientists, for until recently, meteorites have been the only tangible objects for study that have come from outside the Earth.